Welcome to the Pac-12 Men's Basketball Coaches Conference Call. To ask a question, you may press star 1 on your telephone keypad. I will now turn the call over to Dave Hirsch.
All right, thank you. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Pac-12 Coaches Media Teleconference Call. Up first, we'll have Arizona Coach Sean Miller. The Wildcats are at Arizona State on Saturday. Coach is online, and we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, press star 1. Your first question comes from Bruce Pasco, Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, Sean, I was just wondering, before I catch you on Thursday out here, I'm doing something on Jacob Hazard and just kind of wondering how he's been doing, and you've been using him in the scout team, or what is his role been for you guys?
Yeah, Jacob is a great kid, an excellent student, and, you know, like all of the players on our team who have the role he has, you know, very unselfish, and he's on the scout team, practices hard every day and represents the team we're about to play. And it's great to have someone as smart and as talented as he is in that role that does nothing but, you know, help our daily environment and prepare us well for our games. And obviously the history, his family background, you know, it makes a lot of sense that he's able to do the things he's able to do, knowing where he's come from and the history of his family.
Yeah, you see like a sort of inherent IQ with him on the court? Is that what you mean?
Yes, in just really an unselfish way. Just added great spirit and energy to what we do, and I think very popular with his teammates as well.
One final thing, just did you know his grandfather? Was there a connection that led to him walking on here?
No, we just became aware that he had an interest, and they certainly had an interest in the University of Arizona first, and it just made sense to have him be part of what we're doing, and I'm really glad that we've done that.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from Doug Holler, the Arizona Republic.
Sean, Arizona State's off to a better start than a lot of people expected. Just from what you've seen of them so far, what stands out about them?
Well, I think they're an excellent team. You know, sometimes when you say a team's much improved, it doesn't mean that they're good. I think that they're not only much improved from a year ago, but I think they're one of the best teams in our conference. On the defensive end, you know, Bashinsky, to me, is a real difference maker. He's a great shot blocker, and he's become a good scorer. You know, it's so hard to have somebody of that size affect the game defensively. You know, and at the same time, you know, in our conference plays, averaging 12 points a game. So, you know, he rebounds, he blocks shots, he scores in double figures, and he's learned how to score with his back to the basket and really developed. And I think he's one of the best players in our conference. And then Carson, you know, obviously the addition of him at the point guard, he makes everybody better, an electric player, fun guy to watch. And, you know, he gets the ball out in transition. He gets his teammates easy shots. And then, you know, you look at how easy it is for him to get to the foul line and score himself. You know, from an offensive perspective, they have an element that very few teams have. And I think it's those two guys, and then, you know, the improvement of Carrick Felix, who's a senior, and, you know, he's averaging 17 points a game and 10 rebounds in 4 conference games. That speaks for itself, and I know that he's also an all-conference type of player. So I think, you know, that to me is their big three, and they have quite a few other players that can do things. You know, a year ago, Gilling almost single-handedly beat us at Arizona State shooting a 3, and, you know, we respect him and all of their other players. So that, and, you know, I think Herb has just really done a great job playing man-to-man. He puts Bashinsky in a great position to affect the game, and they've become a very good defensive team as well.
Thanks, Sean.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from Jack Magruder, Fox Sports, Arizona.
Hey, Sean, could you expand on that a little bit more about the man-to-man defense? It seems like you're a man-to-man guy, if I know correctly, and it seems like that's the defense you play until you can't play it, and if you're good at it, it really is more of an impactful defense than just the zone.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to say that, though, Jack, just because, you know, there's a lot of different ways to do it. John Chaney at Temple is a great example, and you know, Herb's teams at Arizona State were very difficult to score against when they played their zone. obviously Jim Boeheim at Syracuse. So there's a lot of different ways to be successful on defense. You know, I think Dana Altman does an incredible job of blending defenses where he can press, he can play a man, he can play a matchup zone and really keep you off balance. He can trap and force turnovers. You know, the way that we elect to play is man-to-man, and the way that Arizona State's playing this year is like that. But it works for their team because they're well-disciplined and they're fundamentally sound, and I think a shot blocker like Pshinsky really anchors all of that.
But you seem to prefer that defense.
Yes, I do.
Yep. Can you just talk about that a little bit? Why do you always like it?
I think it develops individual players. You know, it's everybody, you know, wants to develop as an individual player and have the opportunity to play beyond college in Arizona. And I think a lot of fans or just generally looking, you tend to take a peek at offense, you know, how many points you score and the gifts you have there. But, you know, I think being successful is also equally important to be able to defend some of the great players in our game. And I think as you get into March, having individual defenders that play a team concept allows you to maybe win the biggest games on your schedule.
Kind of like Kyle did last year.
Right. Kyle Fogg is a great example of somebody who really developed over his career, and I think all coaches in our conference would really respect how he played a year ago, man-to-man defense as a senior, and the effort that he gave. And that's certainly catapulted him to, I think, have some opportunities beyond college that maybe otherwise he wouldn't have if he didn't develop that.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Sean, it had been so long since you guys had been beaten, and then Oregon got you the other night. What did you see from your guys by way of response to that? Was it a shock to the system type thing, or what did you see in them?
No, you know, I think we lost, first of all, Bud, to a really good team. I'm glad to see that Oregon State's ranked in the top 20, or Oregon is ranked in the top 25 this week. I think it's well-deserved, and they've been a very consistent team since, you know, the first game to through right now. Clearly one of the best teams in our conference. So we knew traveling up there, playing in that type of environment against a quality team like that, that it was going to be a tough game. And, you know, our goal wasn't necessarily to be the last unbeaten team standing or to, I don't know if we're good enough to win every game or even every game but one or two. You know, we're going to lose, just like I think just about every team in this country is going to lose a few. But I think we've had the opportunity to learn. Anytime you're hit with a loss, I think the renewed focus on the things that you need to do better really become apparent. And not that we weren't addressing those things or we weren't a team trying to get better, but there's something to be said when you continue to win and you're addressing it versus a loss. And I think it was a reminder for us how important it is that we continue to improve.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, that'll do it. Sean, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay, you bet. We'll see you.